The Guardian.
Are you going to come to the UK at some point?
Well, we hope to. The one part missing in the UK is the clarity of government regulation. So we need, when we come in and do a project like this, it's a fairly extensive infrastructure project. It takes a lot of investment. And investors want to see clarity on the regulatory framework that would indicate that the government will stand and support this for a long period of time, not just for a short number of cars or a small number of cars or a short period of time.
What kind of support do you need from governments in this situation, and what's missing in the UK?
I'll tell you what we're getting in the rest of the world, and we're seeing that happen. Most countries around the world are now putting incentives towards the consumers, and I think that they're sending a message to the consumer that they would like to see the early adopters get to about, I would say, 2-3% of the car population with support from the government. And that support comes in the form of usually either a tax incentive. Israel, for example, put a delta. There's a 72% tax on petrol car and 10% on gasoline, on electric cars. Denmark outdid that. They have 180% tax on petrol car and zero on zero emission cars. But then we're seeing similar signals. In France, for example, there's a 5,000 euro incentive towards electric cars. In China, there's an $8,800 incentive towards electric car. In Japan, actually $12,000 towards electric cars. U.S. is $7,500. And in all these places, these incentives are in place for hundreds of thousands of cars. U.S., for example, is 200,000 cars by brand. So you're looking at sort of a significant long-term signal by the government that says, if you put the infrastructure and if you can convince the consumers, we're not going to pull the rug from underneath you as you start to get the population in. We need something like that from the UK government.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.